In a rare rebuke, the Southeast Asian leaders have shunned the military junta in Myanmar. They've told the country's prime minister he isn't welcome at next week's ASEAN summit. Since the junta seized power in February, the UN estimates the Burmese army has killed more than 1,100 civilians, and the regime's decision this week to release thousands of political prisoners has not dampened international anger. Tom Andrews is the UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar. He's speaking here with RN's Andrew West.
There are three things that the junta cares most about from the international community. One is the flow of money into their coffers. Secondly, the flow of weapons to their military. And third is legitimacy. And I think it was a surprise to them to have those leaders in ASEAN decide that they were not going to be inviting Minan Long, the head of the junta, to their summit. It is a proverbial slap in the face, as it were, diplomatically. And I think it was an important step that was taken.
But you say the thing that matters most to them, or one of the things that matter most to the regime, is the flow of arms. Who is selling weapons to the military regime?
Well, there are a number of countries who have been involved in arms sales. As a matter of fact, I am in the process right now of completing a study, a report of countries around the world who have reportedly been selling weapons. I'm not going to mention any of them right now because I'm waiting to confirm with them, give them an opportunity to correct any information that I have. But it's a serious problem, and it comes from countries from around the world. And I think it's very, very important that we identify those who continue to sell weapons and seek to stop the flow of weapons to the junta.
These countries, okay, I know you can't name them yet, but are they democracies that are selling arms to the military junta?
I don't want to characterize them in any way at this point, if you don't mind, because I'm in the process of completing this study. But there are a range of countries who continue, although the number of countries that have stopped selling arms have increased. But unfortunately, some continue to sell weapons to the military junta.
The military regime says it will release 5,500 political prisoners. Does that decision show that the regime is getting the message, at least in part?
Yes, I think it shows that pressure works. I mean, the junta has long claimed that it is impervious to international pressure, that no matter what the international community does, it's going to just continue to do what it does. And I think this shows very clearly that if you apply pressure in one of those three areas, money, weapons, or legitimacy, there will be a response. Now, the decision by ASEAN to not invite them to this upcoming summit comes on the heels of a decision at the UN to not give to the junta their representative a seat at the UN General Assembly. So you have one step that they were looking to take in terms of their legitimization, and now another step by their neighbors denying them legitimacy. So I think these are important steps that have been taken, and I think there are many other steps that need to be taken. But we're heading in the right direction, and I think the response, particularly if you're one of the more than 5,000 who have been released or their families, and by the way, Andrew, these are people whose only crime is exercising their human rights, speaking up against the junta or doing their job if they're reporters or physicians or nurses who have been caring for those who have been injured, those who are demonstrating and have been injured by the junta. These are their so-called crimes. So it is wonderful that they have been released. But at the same time, I have to say that ironically, on the very day that the junta is expecting plaudits for releasing or announcing the release of more than 5,000 people, more people indeed just today were arrested and incarcerated.
Did I read where infants, even babies, have been detained or kidnapped effectively by the regime?
Yes, that is exactly right. We have evidence that one of the latest techniques of the junta, if they cannot find someone who they're looking to arrest and detain, they are now abducting their relatives, their wives or mothers, their daughters or sons. And I've been speaking to some of these family members. There was a child as young as 20 weeks old that was brought into custody. The husband was in hiding, and his wife and baby infant were abducted. But there are many children who have been put in this position. In fact, we have evidence that some children have actually been tortured by the junta. So it's just a deplorable, horrific situation.
That is the UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar, Tom Andrews. You can hear more of that story on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30.